Sam Panionovich is on line 7. Hey, Sam, it's John Williams. How are you?
I'm great. That was a great transition. I love that.
Yeah. Do you remember the number on that? Now, you're too young to be there in 1980, whatever the heck it was, too, when Sandberg got his start. But I know he started out really badly.
Yeah, his first year was not great, but he finished 6th in the Rookie of the Year that year in 82. He was only 22 years old when he came up and ended up hitting .271, had only 7 homers. The power came later for him. Remember, he hit 40 one year. I think it was like 1990. But it's expectations. It's the Cubs. I mean, yeah, there's a lot that goes into being a 22. I mean, I remember when Anthony Rizzo came up, and this was in like July of 2013. And he still had baby fat, King. I mean, he was still like, he's hitting cleanup. He's playing first base. He's batting behind Alfonso Soriano. Actually, that may have been 12. It was either 2012 or 2013. It actually might have been 2012. But when somebody comes up and they have so much promise and they're supposed to be the face of the franchise, and oh, by the way, we were getting out of college when we were 22, and they're batting cleanup for the Cubs. It's hard to put it in perspective at the time, but when you look back, he was just this baby-faced kid that was the captain of one of the worst teams in the league.
I asked you yesterday to look up for me what Vegas is saying, Sam Panionovich, about the divisions that we're interested in here, the National League Central and the White Sox division on the AL side. So it's Cubs and Cards, say the betting people in Vegas, right?
Yeah, but the Cubs were actually bet down, and I really don't understand it. And you know I'm far from a Cub apologist by any means, but they've won over 90 games every year that Joe Madden's been there, and they've been to the playoffs every single season as well. So the fact that the market moved, like the number at one point for their win total was 91, and I thought, all right, well, that's pretty fair. It's now, well, it closed because the market's closed now because the season started, but the final number was 87.5. So that's a pretty strong position on the under, moving almost 4 wins. And I talked to one pro bettor the other day, and he said he just doesn't like the rotation and he doesn't trust the rotation. I see Yu Darvish, John Lester, Kyle Hendricks, Jose Quintana, Cole Hamels, and I think that's one of the best rotations in the game.
I don't bet, but Chris, if I were going to bet, if you said, hey, John, you want to put $10 down on the Cubs winning 88 games, I'd bet that they're going to win 88 games this year.
Yeah, I did. I went over 87.5. I did bet it. I'll admit it. It sucked to bet over on the Cubs as a Sox fan, but I mean, I think that's an inefficiency in the market. I mean, remember Chris Bryant only played like 100 games last year. He had a bum shoulder and he couldn't swing it, and he wasn't himself. Yu Darvish didn't really do anything for the Cubs last year. They didn't make any moves in free agency, but they're going to add a healthy Darvish and a healthy Bryant to a team that made the playoffs last year. Not to mention you have Joe Madden. Barring an explosion in that locker room, which I don't think is going to happen because that's a very well-respected room and they like each other, there's no bad apples in that locker room. Barring an explosion and Joe Madden getting fired, I don't see how they don't win at least 88 games. I agree.
Give me 30 seconds on the White Sox at 73. You think that's about right?
That's about right. I don't think they're selling this year, so I think they're going to stop trading good players away. They can win 71 to 75. That's a good number, 73. I will tell you one thing, though. You got to watch this kid, Eloy Jimenez, number 74. He is a stud, and this is a surefire top contender to win the Rookie of the Year. He's going to be impressive this year.
Okay, so whatever happened, 0 for 3, 1 RBI, he said he felt nervous. He's going to get the kinks out. He's going to play.
He's going to hit balls as far as anybody's hit them at U.S. Cellular or Guaranteed Rate or whatever we're calling it now. He's going to hit so many balls that just make your head whip, and it's going to be amazing to follow this ride.
I'm out of time. I should have got to you sooner, Sam. It's always fun to talk to you, man.
That's your fault. I'll talk to you next time. See ya.